O soul, if you are not inwardly congenial to non-existence, why are you waiting in ambush for non-existence? You have torn your heart away from all that you own. You have cast the net of your heart into the sea of non-existence. Why then flee from this sea of desire that has put hundreds of thousands of prey into your net?
Tell me the story of your life. Thousands of times you gained this, you did that, and you were successful, all of that. So how come that you don't like the distresses? Distresses which gave you everything. Do you remember? Do you remember the example that I don't stop to repeat myself? What is the main subject of arrogance? First is education. I've got 5 PhDs. What does that mean, I have got? It means I have been given. There are these institutions. I went in for 2 years, each of them. They taught me this, that. I learned all of that, then they gave me a PhD. So, why should I be arrogant? There are so many teachers who gave me this. I should be thankful. I should understand that I didn't have this knowledge. I got it. Where from? From we, from this culture. Whatever I have, I got it from this one. So I owe it to this one. That's why I have to give it back, improve it and give it back. That's how it works, doesn't it? Look at it. That's simple. Yes?
Why have you given the name death to food for the spirit? Observe the sorcery that has caused the provision to seem to you death.
Okay, here he's playing with words. Persian one. He's marg, barg. Barg means whatever you could have. Marg is death. He says, okay, why do you call this one death? The use of whatever you do comes out over there. Why do you call it death? What is this magic that death will look like some having, owing something, and all of that? Yes?
The magic of his doing has bound both your eyes, so that desire for the pit has come over your soul. Through the contrivance of the Creator, in its fancy, all the expanse above the pit is poison and snakes. Consequently, it has made the pit a refuge, so that death has cast it into the pit. What I have said concerning your misapprehensions, O dear friend, hear also the utterance of Attar on this scene.
You know who is Attar? Sheikh Attar is one of the great sheikhs and the poets and one of the leaders. Here he brings the example of that and he will say, I talk about these subjects and what do? You think about it. You question this part of it. You look at that part that you don't like and you try to turn it around. These are not the subjects that I'm talking about. This is the subject that we are talking about. Look around you. All of them are talking like this. This is what it is. This is the essence of being. You could look at the being as existence, which is total desire, blah, 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 all of that. Or you could understand that whatever is going away. Whatever exists is what? Is going to non-existence. It is ruining, it is vanishing, whatever is. And the coming is the future. Future brings the different stuff which don't exist yet. So remember, this existence which looks important is only for a moment here. And it's not important. Yeah, you will cry a lot and you will say this is very important when you are unsuccessful and you want to give the excuses to the universe. Everything is wrong. Look at it carefully. Why do you do this? Because these that I'm talking about, I'm talking about that well. That well is good or bad. So when out of that well everything is bad, that well is fantastic. This is how the meaning is. It depends on the situation and different values. Let's go back to Sultan Mahmud. Do you remember Sultan Mahmud? Sultan means the king. Mahmud is Arabic, means the most appreciated. This is the name of a king and the name of a king in our stories. In our stories, Sultan Mahmud is a fantastic king. Why? Because he has a fantastic slave, Ayaz. Do you remember? Last book was all about Ayaz. He talked about somebody in love. How is it? Somebody in love, first of all, gives up all the choices. He doesn't have a choice. Whatever you ask him, he turns around to the beloved. It depends. My beloved love it, I love it. My beloved doesn't like it, I don't like it. Period. I don't have personal choice. Because that personality and personal is me, ego and all of that, which is nonsense. Do you remember the story of Ayaz? He had rented some special place and had two pieces of dress, a pair of shoes and one jacket. Old one, nasty one. To keep it, to do what? To remember that at the beginning I had nothing. Whatever I have is given to me. Even the temptations, even the hidden powers in me could jump out without me knowing it. Do you remember? The example, the artists. In art, artist doesn't know what's going on. Something will jump out. Why? How? Somebody going to the art school, learning painting, okay, and graduated. he never painted something beautiful. Never. Why? He came to the other school to read painting, to become a painter, right? He went out, he was looking for the job. There was this new job, and he went in, and he started to make movies. This is Abbas Kiarostami, the best filmmaker of Iran. Akira Kurosawa, the Japanese master, said you could divide the history of filmmaking before and after Kiarostami, because he never copied nothing. Some special stuff magically came out of him. This is it. For me, it's a lovely story because it doesn't finish there. One of the non-educated, no alphabet, nothing. He was an ugly, silly man. And they brought him to that faculty to make the clay for the making the statues and all of that. They need the clay. And that clay should be dealt with the feet and things like that, right? That illiterate fellow, after a couple of years, became one of the best statue makers in that country. He was nobody, he was the lowest level of the servant of that college. But this was in him, and jumped out, period. And we saw it. This is what he is talking about. So let's go back to the story of Sultan Mahmud and the slave. Yes, it's a long paragraph, so don't worry about finishing it. Read it.
Story of Sultan Mahmud and a Hindu boy. He, God have mercy upon him, has told it. He has crumbed together the tale of King Mahmud the Ghazi.
Means what? I don't believe you could translate that. You didn't get it. Because you forgot. He said, let me tell you what that master was talking about. Do you remember? Sheikh Attar. Said, that sheikh was talking about this King Mahmud and that slave. Yes.
How, amongst the booty of his campaign in India, a boy was brought into the presence of that sovereign. Afterwards, he made him his vice-regent and seated him on the throne and gave him preferment above the army and called him son. Seek the length and breadth and all the particulars of the story and the discourse of that prince of the faith.
Yeah, I'm not going to repeat it. I refer you. You want to know the detail of this stuff that I'm going to use to explain what I was talking about. Go and read. Yes.
In short, the lad was seated on this throne of gold besides the king emperor. He wept and shed tears in burning grief. The king said to him, O you, whose day is triumphant, why should you weep? Has your fortune become disagreeable to you? You are above kings, the familiar companion of the emperor. You are on this throne while the viziers and soldiers are ranked and filed before your throne like the stars and the moon.